Hello, everybody, and welcome to the season.
Welcome to the Coco Chronicles, season two.
I'm getting excited. I'm too excited. Okay, let's rewind and try that again.
Okay.
Hello, and welcome to the Coco Chronicles. Season two, episode one. Yes, we're black by popular demand.
As usual.
It's your girl Coco, back at it again.
And Barista, woo!
Woo! Yeah. Yes, we're back, bitches!
I'm so excited. I'm so happy to be here.
Right, we missed you guys.
Yeah.
We missed you.
It was a rough week.
It was.
Lots of planning. Lots of...
Very busy week. Lots of meetings and...
Yes.
Yeah, so... But, nevertheless...
We're here again. For you.
For you. The people.
The people.
My people.
Yeah.
So, welcome, guys. Welcome back. Yeah. If you're, if you've been with us since the beginning, welcome back. And if you're new, welcome.
Get ready for a wild ride.
We have got some exciting stuff.
In the works.
To talk about.
Yes.
We have some really awesome collaborations in the works. We're planning on getting stuff finalized.
Yes.
So you're going to be seeing a lot more of
it. And seeing a lot more refined content.
Yes. I'm excited
for that.
We'll
be able to put the pinky up when we sip our tea.
Fancy. So yeah, we're working on getting that stuff taken care of.
And we also have some more exciting news. I don't know if you remember, but we entered into a Spotify competition for their boot camp. And when the announcement date came and went, we assumed, rightly so, that we did not get it. However,
about
a week later, they sent us an email saying that they got so many submissions.
18,000 submissions.
That they were not expecting, that they have extended the time in which that they're reviewing.
Well, not the deadline. Yeah. Deadline's done, but...
Yeah, they're still reviewing candidates, which means there's still a chance
there's still hope.
We could win.
There's still hope.
So
if you don't remember, the Spotify is having a Sound Up boot camp for amateur women of color podcasters.
Yeah.
And the winners, the top 10 get flown out to New York for 5 days?
I think
six
it's
nights?
A whole week.
It's 6 nights.
It's 5 days and 6 nights.
Yeah.
Then it would be 6 days and 6 nights.
Would it?
Well, yeah, because you have to have the day before the night, so you can't have 5 days and 6 days.
No, I'm saying, what if they fly you out that night?
Oh,
you know what I mean?
You're right.
Because I know it's Monday through Friday.
We're going to be out there for, so yeah, you're probably right, 6 nights and 5 days. And
everything's paid for.
Yeah.
It's all expenses paid, baby.
Yeah. But we would have the opportunity to get some training. In our technique.
Professional training.
Right, professional training, and have a chance to pitch our podcast to get some financial support to get better equipment.
$10,000.
Yes.
10
RuPaul.
G's. 10 grand that they're offering.
So we find out.
The top three.
By the 20th.
Yes.
Whether or not we get to go to this event. I'm stoked.
Yeah. It could be
fire.
It could be a very good, big, huge opportunity.
Yeah.
And even if we didn't win,
it's
they even said
networking.
They're going to have mixers and networking events that we... It says it's mandatory to go to, so
right.
We would go to these events and still...
Still spread our magic.
Spread, yeah. Have our
and
business
have
cards at the ready.
Right.
And girl. Make them connects.
Yes.
So
it could still turn out to be a positive and... advancing experience should we be chosen to go. So fingers crossed,
eyes crossed,
please,
teeth crossed, feet crossed,
whatever you
toes
want
crossed
to
everything
cross.
Crossed
cross your legs like you have to pee. I don't care.
Doesn't matter. Point
just
is
hopefully it works out.
Pray for us, please. But we will definitely keep you guys updated.
Yes.
On the 20th. Mark the calendar.
Yes.
Mark the date.
I know mine is.
We'll let you guys know. So
yeah.
Yeah, so moving on for this month. We're still going to keep up with the tradition of...
Of the month.
Of the month. Yeah. So for of the month, this month is...
Asian Pacific American Heritage Month. Now officially proclaimed Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It celebrates the culture, traditions, and history of Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders in the United States. And, of course, we have a fascinating subject for you today.
And informative.
Yes, of course, it has to be informative. Today, we are going to be discussing the success of Chien Xiong Wu. Okay? She is a nuclear physicist and the third woman in the... I'm jumping ahead of myself. She's a nuclear physicist, all right? So... This woman was born in 1912 and passed in 1997, and she was an experimental physicist who's best known for her work on the Manhattan Project. She helped two colleagues win the Nobel Peace Prize in Physics in 1957, based on the Wu experiment, which showed that a hypothetical physics law at the time was completely wrong. She taught both at Princeton and Columbia universities and won multiple awards for her work. So I don't know if everyone's familiar with the Manhattan Project. Basically, she helped. Her research was integral in the success of creating the atom bomb.
I don't know what that
is. She is the reason we... You don't know what an atom bomb is?
I do not.
It's death.
What?
We've used them in wars. She's literally splitting atoms and causing an explode, like, atom bomb. It's dangerous. She's smart. It's a bad combination for a person.
Dangerously smart.
So she earned many nicknames for her expertise, including the Chinese Madame Curie and the Queen of Nuclear Research. Her students at Columbia University were very admirable of her and were the ones who came up with these nicknames. She was born and raised in China and came to America at the age of 24 to study at the University of Michigan. But her plans changed after she visited the University of California, Berkeley. At Berkeley, Ernest O. Lawrence became her supervisor. Her doctoral research on radioactive isotopes was crucial to the success of the B reactor in Hanford. In September 1944, the reactor began unexpectedly starting up and shutting down again. Wu helped them figure out a product of fission was the culprit. She met and married a fellow physicist who was also the grandson of the first president of the Republic of China from 1912 to 1916. The couple met at the University of California, Berkeley, and were married in 1942. Because of the outbreak of war in the Pacific, neither of their families were able to attend their wedding, and she did not take her husband's last name and would frequently have to correct students when they called her by her husband's name.
That sounds like a bad bitch.
Yeah, she was fiercely independent. Before the Wu experiment, there was no way to describe left and right without basically pointing at some visible or previously defined object and saying, that's the left side, that's the right side. So she's the reason that we can distinguish left and right without having to physically show someone left and right.
How do we distinguish? I do. I always hold up my fingers, and if it's the L, then I know that's the left. That's how I distinguish, so I taught myself.
Wow. Okay. But she was an extremely intelligent woman. She definitely can, what's the word?
Hold her own?
For? Well, yes, but she contributed to history. Like, we never would have had an atom bomb without her. We've used atom bombs in wars. I don't know if we've used one since we discovered it, because they're highly dangerous and extremely powerful, but she's a boss. She's a winner on every level, and I just really thought that it was cool.
It is cool.
I hadn't realized. I mean, I knew women obviously have affected the world's history, but doing these of the months have really helped me realize how...
really educational.
How many women and women of minorities and women of color have greatly affected the world around us. So let's keep it up, ladies.
Keep it up. Keep it up.
Be proud of your heritage. Be proud of where you came from, because maybe someday someone will be writing about you.
You never know.
You never know.
And speaking of awesome women, we were connecting with this woman named Tammy, and she wrote a blog post about her on her blog. So shouts out to Tammy. Tammy is a woman. She lives in Iran, and she has her own blog. It's called OneDay.life. So she writes about different women and what they do on a daily basis
in their lives.
Yeah. So I asked her a few questions, and I said, you know, what made you want to start a blog? She said, I love writing, and I have loved writing since I was a child. It's always been my escape and shield during difficult times, and I always wrote professional content for other companies. I've started blogs in the past but haven't been consistent. This blog, One Day, actually came out of an idea for a book that I wanted to write. I wanted to share inspiration and put a spotlight on everyday women who spend their days juggling so many different things. I also wanted to focus on women who we meet on a daily basis but never really get to know. I then asked her, how long have you been a blogger? She said, I started One Day about 8 months ago, but I have blogged in the past. I asked her, what is one thing you hope to achieve whilst having your blog? She said, can I say two? I want to expand my horizons and get to know diverse women from around the world and spread inspiration. I said, who was your inspiration and what made you want to start a blog? I'm inspired by the everyday things that we usually take for granted, and mainly by other women who seem to have an unlimited capacity for only overcoming everyday challenges and struggles. I've also been inspired by women such as Breen Brown, who speaks about vulnerability, and by Tara Moore, who inspires other women to play bigger. I said, how long do you plan to keep blogging? She said, for as long as I can write and am able to. What is your advice to any bloggers who are starting from scratch? She said, take things one step at a time. It takes a lot of work and perseverance, and there are no fast journeys or quick fixes. I still consider myself new to this, but I don't really have established advice. But I think if you're passionate about your cause and what you want to write about, then you need to find a way to get your voice out there. I said, what's one of your favorite blogs you've written about so far? She said, honestly, I love every post I've published about other women and reread them all the time. I recently wrote a quest post for another blogger on being a 40-year-old mom with ADHD, and it was really great to write. I let myself get vulnerable and reveal a lot more about myself than I usually do, and got amazing feedback on the post. Nice. So she's a cool lady.
Yeah.
She's really sweet. Go check out her blog. It's called OneDay.life. We'll link her blog in our website.
Yes, so you guys can see it. Peek for yourself. Which is hats off to her covering everyday women and everyday struggles. Some people don't realize how arduous a regular day can be for somebody.
Right.
You know, you don't know what someone's going through, and so it's nice that she's giving us a look into other people's lives to, you know, not only show us that we're not alone in our struggle, but that, you know, there are other people who are struggling and they can make it through, and so can you.
Right. Exactly. So, again, shouts out to you, Tammy.
Yay!
Thank you for featuring us on your blog.
Yes.
So, now we're going to keep up the tradition and talk about the movie. Movie with you.
We, just like everyone else on planet Earth,
yes,
saw Infinity War.
Infinity. Avengers.
Avengers. Marvel's.
Marvel's.
Avengers.
Avengers Infinity War.
Part one.
Part one.
Motherfuckers. Excuse me. But I actually didn't know going to the movie that it was part one.
I didn't either.
So I thought they didn't say that, did they? No, they didn't. They didn't market it like Harry Potter or, you know, Hunger Games, where they're like, part one. This is part one. There's another part coming. Be excited for it. I'm sure they put it out there, obviously, because Melanie knew that it was part one. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's Melanie. Melanie's our roommate. She's obsessed with Marvel. Yeah. So.
But it had me shook for days. Like, it had me
shooketh.
And not in the same way as, like, Perfect Blue had me shook, but I just, for a few days, I didn't know how to feel about this movie.
Wow.
Because it didn't, some things I could see coming. I was like, okay, you know, unfortunate, but necessary, had to happen. I get it. And other things, I was just like, what? Like, I was left processing literally for days, trying to understand.
This movie has affected so many people on such a deep level.
Some people are emotionally damaged.
Oh, yeah. Right? Oh, yeah, they are. Like, it's serious. It's fucking serious.
I loved all of the locations. Like,
They were beautiful.
Yes.
They were beautiful. This movie was so beautifully shot.
The cinematographer and the director and the people who decided shot by shot how they were going to film this, round of applause. Because it was beautiful. There was a lot going on. There was a lot of jumping around from place to place. But with so many people involved in this movie, they did eventually manage to
focus
bring it together.
Yeah,
into
narrow
two
it down.
Central locations.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of jumping around. Like, you have to pay attention to this movie. You're going to get confused while you're watching it.
Well, I do want to say that even though I had no idea what the hell was going on, I didn't get confused. Like, they were jumping around a lot, but I still was able to be like, okay, this is this person, and they're connected to this person, and they're intertwined,
and
they know each other, and they're in a relationship.
Black Panther?
Yep.
Have you seen Iron Man?
No. I haven't seen any of the movies other than...
She's seen Black Panther.
Black Panther.
She has seen...
Scratch that. I saw the OG Spider-Man and the OG Hulk.
That is not in this universe.
Well, then no. So, the only thing I've seen is Black Panther.
Okay, I mean, obviously it's in the same universe, so Marvel, but it's not in this storyline, though. Okay, no, Tobey Maguire does not count for this.
Aww. That's my real Spider-Man.
So, yeah, from the perspective of someone who hasn't seen any of the movies,
literally,
how did you like this movie? Talk about it.
I really liked it. I know a lot of people were like, oh, I'm so disappointed. It's like, it's a movie, like, you know, people just take this shit way too seriously. It was a movie,
right?
And it wasn't their life, even though some people think it is.
Okay.
It's just a movie. It's fake. But I liked it. I really, really liked all of the scenes with Doctor Strange. He was my favorite.
I really want
out of
you to
everybody.
Watch Doctor Strange.
That's actually one that I really am considering watching.
To be honest,
and Guardians of the Galaxy.
I was concerned that you wouldn't like Doctor Strange because,
because
I don't know. I just didn't think you would like it. I thought it would be too sci-fi.
Probably just the movie itself might be a little, but him in this.
Yes.
Realm, I really liked him. Okay. I really liked him, and I really liked his... Even though he didn't really have what people would traditionally call superpowers, I think he was still my favorite.
Ooh,
he was my favorite. I love me some Benedict.
Mm.
I want some Benedict.
I want some Cumberbatch.
Can you Benedict in my Cumberbatch?
Stop.
I cracked myself up. That was good, though. That was good. That was like a good sexual innuendo. I'm proud of myself for that.
You should be.
No words.
But coming from someone who has seen all of them except for Spider-Man Homecoming, I was disappointed, but disappointed can have more than one meaning. I was left feeling deflated at the end of this movie.
Please elaborate.
Because like I said, I didn't know it was a part one, so I was just sitting there like, wait a second. This is the end of the movie. This can't be how the movie ends.
Oh, but it can.
And then Melanie was like, there's a part two. I'm like, okay, because...
would have been very upset.
Because I would have sworn off all Marvel movies. What's the point of coming out with Ant-Man and Captain Marvel when you did that to me? You get no more of my money.
No more of my money. Don't take any more of my money.
But it makes sense, and I'm withholding full judgment until I see part two. Because if part two does not fulfill me in the way that
well, what if there's a part three after that?
Then that's excessive.
There's a part three with Harry Potter, isn't
no,
there?
No, there's not.
Oh. They got it done in two movies?
Yes.
Interesting.
But that means we have to watch the movies again.
Oh, God, don't do that.
You obviously don't remember.
I don't.
But that's another day. but I want to like it wholeheartedly. I want to like it completely, but I haven't seen the complete story, so I'm not sure if I do. Like I said, the locations and the shooting was beautiful, the direction was beautiful, the fight scenes were fantastic. They had a lot of good fight scenes. Everyone gets introduced, and it's not in a forced, painful kind of way. It's organic. Everyone is beautiful, and I could stare at them for days.
Yep.
The costuming, the makeup was flawless.
Yep.
When I say flawless, I mean flawless. I look for flaws when I watch movies. I want to see issues, and I was pleased with what I saw.
Pleasantly. Tell them what you noticed about the music.
Oh, yes, the music. This is so great. The entire score for this movie, the entire soundtrack was written. I don't know if you know how big of a deal that is. Most movies buy the rights to, like, you know, 8 songs and have a few originally composed songs. This movie had 2 songs that they had to get the rights to, and one of them they already owned because it was the Black Panther theme. Like, my...
That's when the sound I saw of her mind end, being blown.
Yeah, when I saw that at the end, I was expecting to see, you know, this song written by, sung by, this song written by, performed by. 2 songs. The entire movie. This movie was almost like 3 hours long. And the entire movie was an original soundtrack. That is amazing. That's great. And of course the one song they used was, you know, for Guardians of the Galaxy, because they always have their thing where they throw back to an old song. But I gotta say, I'm impressed. That really impressed me. Like, they put so much thought and effort and time into this movie. This movie's been 10 years in the making.
Has it?
10 years. Marvel's been doing their thing for 10 years. Iron Man was like the original. So, Robert Downey Jr.'s pockets are lined. He's good.
Oh, yeah. That mother.
Mm. But I was impressed. I cannot be disappointed in the, like, oh, I'm sad this movie didn't, like, when a parent's disappointed in a child. I'm not that kind of disappointed. I'm anxious. That's a better word. I'm anxious for what part two is going to bring. I'm anxious to see the conclusion where this all leads, because it should be great. And of course I'm going to go see Ant-Man and the Wasp, and I'm going to go see Captain Marvel. Yeah. I like being a well-informed consumer. Okay.
And I just like going to these movies, and I actually like not knowing it, because that way I don't get disappointed. I'm like, oh, this should have been this way. I don't know what the fuck's going on, so
I
don't care.
I'm really into storytelling and structure and seeing all of the dots connect. So when I'm given that, ugh, so nice. And plus, what if there's something in Ant-Man and Captain Marvel that I'm like, oh,
right,
that makes sense now.
Yeah.
I know how to feel about this situation. I like this movie more. Or, oh my God, this I don't know where this is going. I might not like it as much as I thought I did. Like, I like that. I'm an investigator. I have to know all of the moving parts in the machine.
I'm not surprised.
So
I'm not surprised. That's just who you are, Marissa.
I was about to say.
Like, Not surprised in the slightest. But yeah.
What would you out of 5?
I was just gonna ask you that.
Aww, great minds.
I would give it like a 4.5 out of 5. What about you?
I would give it a 4.
A full.
A solid four.
What could have
Which will probably change.
What could it have done to make it be
the only
than that?
Way?
What was your gripe with this?
It is going to be higher than that. Is if part two, depending on how it depends on how part two interacts with it. I know I should be judging it as its own movie. And as its own movie, if you watch this solo, in my opinion, it can be kind of confusing because you don't know what's going on. You don't know all the characters. You don't know that some characters are missing. What are they doing? Like, why weren't they around? Were they affected by the events of this movie? I didn't like not knowing that. I think they quickly explained why a couple people weren't there, but there are so many people involved
in this movie. There's so many characters. Let's count. Let's do a count.
You can.
Yes, we can.
Oh, my God.
Let's count how many characters.
There's the Hulk. There's Iron Man. There's Thor. Mm-hmm. There's Star-Lord. There's Gamora. There's Groot. There's Drax. There's Mantis. There's Rocket.
Mm-hmm.
There is Loki.
That's 10.
There's the Black Panther. There's Shuri. We're going to count all of the Dora as one because that's a lot of moving parts there. There's Black Widow. There is
Vision.
There's Scarlet Witch. Mm-hmm. There is Hawkeye. There's
Thanos, of course.
Thanos. All of his children will count as one entity as well.
That's 19?
That is 19. I'm not going to say there's Deadpool because he hasn't been folded into this.
He hasn't. Will he even be folded?
Ant-Man. There's Captain Marvel. There's Nick Fury. I'm sorry, I forget your name. I know you as Robin from How I Met Your Mother.
You're talking about the lady that was with Nick Fury?
Yes.
What does she do?
She's like his right hand.
Oh, a sidekick or something?
Yeah.
So that's 20.
There's the Winter Soldier.
4.
We're not done.
I know, so that's 24.
We're up there. That's 24 with the Winter Soldier. There's Martin Freeman, you know, from Bill Baggins.
He wasn't in this movie.
Exactly, that's my point, but he's in the Marvel Universe. He wasn't in this movie.
I was talking about who was in this movie, not the Marvel Universe.
Well, Ant-Man wasn't in this movie. Captain Marvel wasn't in this movie. I'm naming everyone who was involved
just
in the Marvel
in this movie.
Doctor Strange, Spider-Man, Hawkeye wasn't in this movie. There's 20 plus people. There's at least 20 people who are important in this movie.
That's a lot of people to cover.
So I think that's why I can't give it a 5. They did do really well with their transitions and folding everything together.
Yeah, you didn't feel like, that was like you didn't feel cut off.
Right. But it was a lot to fold together, and at times I did feel like, man, this is really jumpy. Like, you're jumping around a lot. But they did connect everything, and they made sure that it wasn't like that no bit was left forgotten. There was a conclusion to each location. So it's just a lot. But that's probably the main reason I didn't give it a solid, like a 5. But
that's understandable.
So many people that we interviewed were like, 5, 6. Like, this movie is so great. Best Marvel movie around.
That's the thing. There's so many like
different opinions.
Yeah. There's a lot of people who just
watch it from different
points of view, perspectives and whatnot.
Right. Some people have read the comic books and they know what's going to happen. And they can say, well, you know, from a comic book to movie translation, this was superb. Or I thought it could have done better. I don't know. I haven't read the comics, so I can't speak from that point of view. But like with everything, this is my opinion. Go watch the movie yourself.
Right.
Tell me what you thought about it. And if you think I'm crazy and stupid, or if you agree, or if you absolutely hated it, or if you loved it.
Any type of feedback.
Yeah.
An opinion is appreciated.
Yeah.
So let us know what you guys think.
I like having discussions. I like having educated discussions. If you know more than me, educate me. I love it.
I really do. Oh my God, Hermione. So that was our review on the much anticipated Infinity.
Much anticipated for a good reason.
Yeah. Was not disappointed.
Yeah.
So, moving on.
To our current events.
If you haven't seen it, you need to go see it.
Yes.
I just saw it literally about an hour ago. Childish Gambino's
This Is America.
This is America. So, sorry, my door's creaking. It's weird. We're recording from home. But, so, Childish Gambino, I'm not going to go into him deeply, because if you don't know who he is, you need to get out from under that rock you're living in. He's a very, very talented young man. I still don't know if he's related to Danny Glover or not. I think he might be. Or maybe they just got lucky and have the same last name. But anyway.
It's a big coincidence. Anyway, I think so.
He came out with a new song called This Is America. He performed it on Saturday Night Live. And he released the music video for it. Mm-hmm. This music video is
full
brilliance.
Of goodies.
It's brilliance. It's genius.
If you pay attention to this music video, it's got so many
references and themes and innuendos and everything.
It's
everything. So let's just start from the beginning.
Oh, God.
So when I first watched it, Childish Gambino is dancing around a warehouse, but he's dancing, like, funny.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a jiving type thing. And I'm like, why is he dancing like that? He is dancing with an entourage of young dancers.
Mm-hmm. Like, and, who have to be tweens.
Yeah, they're, like, in school uniforms.
Teenagers. Yeah.
So they're dancing or whatever. And then, all of a sudden, he takes out a gun and shoots someone who's sitting.
Yeah, before the kids even get on the scene, this is the first thing we see is him walking out. He's doing his rap, right?
Yeah, he's rapping, he's singing, he's dancing and jabbing.
Out a gun and shoots this man sitting in a chair with a bag over his head.
In the back of the head.
Execution style.
Yeah, just shoots him.
And hands off the gun and keeps going like nothing happened.
Yeah. He shoots someone and continues doing his thing.
Yeah.
And dancing and laughing and smiling and having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes into another room with a choir, a gospel choir.
Yes.
And everybody's singing and dancing and laughing and having a good time.
AK,
yep. And
the choice of school murderers.
Slaughters the entire gospel choir.
They fall down on the ground. Nobody cares. He hands the gun off gently again and continues
doing his thing.
Happened.
Yep. Still dances. Still singing and jiving. And
in the background, while he's walking around and dancing and doing all of this stuff, it is pure chaos. There are cars being broken into. There are people fighting. Shit's on fire. Someone's riding around on a fucking horse. Like, it's crazy.
It's distracting.
But if you don't pay attention to the background and you just watch him, it's like this fun little hip-hop video. Kids are dancing around. They're, you know, copying his neat little dance moves. They're having fun until he pretends to take out a gun and point at the kids, and the kids scatter.
And they're scared, and they
That's
run.
That's when they become scared.
Yeah.
That's when they're threatened.
Yeah.
And nobody takes it seriously. And so, like, the music dies once he pulls
instantly,
out.
Instantly, yeah. It's like silence.
And it's just the end of the movie,
Well, it felt like a movie.
It felt like a movie. It had a story. It had, you know, a climax, a beginning, a middle, and an end. But at the end of the video, it's him running away from this mob of people in, like, this dark
mob of white people.
Garage.
The mob of just white people.
He looks terrified.
Terrified, yeah.
So,
this video, again, it's hard to explain. You really need to go watch it for yourself.
Yes.
But let's talk about
graphic violence.
Don't
because they show him shooting people. It's not like an implied shooting.
No, he literally shoots. He didn't literally.
Well, yes, it's
figuratively.
Know, they show him murdering people, casually, which, to be quite frank, is how people have come to view.
Right. Well, talking about that, let's talk about the themes for this video. For me, because I don't know, I'm just not that intuitive and I don't really pay attention. I was one of the people that was distracted by him just dancing. I wasn't really paying attention to what was going on in the background until, of course, I knew Marista was going to have something to say and something informational for me that I didn't realize or that didn't catch my attention. So,
I always do.
What are some of the themes that they had in this?
All right.
Alrighty then.
Let's start with at the beginning.
At the beginning.
When he shoots the anonymous black man. The way that his body is postured is parodying a poster from the era of Jim Crow, which was racial segregation, the idea that African Americans were separate but equal. That was back in the 1800s, and it ended recently, in my opinion. It ended when, you know, my parents, after my parents had already been born in 1962. So to me, that's recent. If it's in someone's remembered history, then it's recent. his body gesture is like mimicking this poster.
Now, why do you think it was? What do you think the reference was in that? Why was he mimicking that poster?
Because while segregation doesn't exist in the very blatant Jim Crow way, it still does exist. People are dividing in our society in all kinds of ways. It's men against women. It's blacks against whites. It's blacks against blacks. It's it's the poor versus the rich. It's just all of these things. We're segregating ourselves and not calling it segregation, and we're being racists and bigots, but we're not putting that label on it. We're just expressing our opinions and, you know, well, this is how I feel, or this is how I was raised. You were raised to be a racist and a bigot. So, it's not your
it's not your fault. Yeah, it's not.
Everyone does it. Everyone has those moments where they're like, I shouldn't have thought that way, you know, why did that thought cross my mind? But some people choose to be aware of it and try to change it for the better, and some people don't care to change who they are and actively remain ignorant and try to say that their cause is righteous when really it's not. Mm-hmm. Now, after he shoots this man, a child comes in from off screen holding a cloth, and he gently places the gun in the child's hands, and the child's like scurries off carefully holding this gun so as not to harm the gun, while this man's body is just lying just on chilling. The floor.
Yeah.
And then as Gambino's walking away, the body's being dragged. So the gun was shown more respect than this human.
Than the human life.
Life.
Yep.
The gun was treated with more care than this anonymous person. And it's how we handle gun violence and shootings. It's like, oh my God, in the moment. And then the music video, life continues, and you kind of forget about it. You're focused You're on over what's it. In front of you. Yeah. Right. You get over it so quick. How do we live in a society, even I did, how have I become a person where I see someone get shot? And I mean, of course I knew it wasn't real, but so many people have seen shootings, and yet some people never get over it, but when it comes to outsiders, when it comes to people who aren't there and directly affected by it, you forget about it.
Desensitized completely.
You forget about it. Completely. Until the next shooting.
Right.
Which in this case was the choir. A black gospel choir. I think they did that because there have been a lot of black churches
that have been shot up.
Being targeted, being blown up and shot up. Mm-hmm. And it's another case of these people. I'm not really religious, but these people, they're in church. They're trying to be forces of light and good and love and positivity, and they're singing their praises and they're happy, and you killed them.
Right.
You just straight up slaughtered them.
For no reason.
And again, a kid comes in from off screen holding a cloth to gently carry the gun away to make sure that the gun is harmed, but the bodies are just left on the floor. They leave them there and pan away and continue the video.
Real life. It's real life.
It's real life.
It's real life.
You. It's like, oh my God, it's in your face. You realize it's a problem again.
And then you're distracted again.
You're distracted again. And you forget about it. Mm-hmm. Until the next shooting. And the next shooting.
And then it's just a vicious cycle.
Another thing with the children is like Kamina, they're not paying attention to what's going on in the background. They're so obsessed with their celebrity pop idol who's, like, teaching them dance
moves. Yeah, they're trying to be cool and fit in and...
Right, that they're...
Join the trend, the latest trend.
Right, that they don't even see all of the shit that's going on around them and how their world is falling apart and how that they're going to grow up into a life of fucking chaos because they're so... distracted with what the media is giving us, that they don't see the serious shit going on. It's not just kids.
It's everybody. Adults too. It's everybody, yeah. It's everybody.
How many times have, and we're guilty of it too, have we talked about, you know, fucking Kanye instead of, you know, some shit that's going on out there?
Some serious stuff. Some serious stuff.
This video is in a very creative and clever way trying to point that out to us, that all of this is going on around us right in front of our faces. We are aware of it. We hear about it every day. But compared to what Big Name did, it doesn't, you know, it's not as important. People are dying, but we care more about
celebrities. You
know, what new makeup dropped.
And the hottest dance move that everybody's doing.
Right. And the content of our music about drugs and murder and sex, that becomes our lives. Like, it becomes normal for us.
Like, the media is really taking over.
The media,
like,
and the government are in control of everything.
Pop culture and all that stuff is taking over. Yeah, yeah. They're the ones profiting off of it, and we're suffering.
Right. What else was I gonna mention? The kids don't freak out about all of this gun violence until he pretends to take a gun out to shoot them. And that's when they scatter and they're like, oh my God, fear for your lives, you know, situation. And at the end of the movie, you see the man that he shot in the beginning playing a guitar for the song, which goes to show that even after someone has died and they're dead and gone, people are still using them to profit or to, you know, they're twisting their death into whatever message they want it to be. People mm-hmm. can't even die in peace.
The Trayvon anymore. Martin still gets brought up all yeah. the fucking time. People, and it's been years.
Make money off of deaths.
Deaths. Yep.
Michael Jackson is still making money and he's dead. Like, even after you die, you're still a source for someone's entertainment. Yeah. Sometimes your death alone is the source. People didn't care about you when you were alive. You didn't know who that man was, and here he is, continuing to entertain you after he's dead. Yeah. It's crazy to me. It's so crazy. Corrupt, and I don't just mean the government and the media. I mean, we as people are so corrupt.
This world is slowly going to shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
You really think about it. It really, really is.
And it's so disappointing.
It is. Like, it's so sad.
I don't want it to be this way. And it's not just our country, but our country is a big problem with it.
Oh my God. America's the worst. It is. America's the worst.
There are even, in the video, there's some lyrics and some content in the video where he references how a cell phone is a weapon. And that could be interpreted a couple of ways. Recently, a man was shot because police thought that his cell phone was a gun. And I'm sure he is not the first person to be murdered under these terms.
Yep.
And yes, I said murdered because, no, you did not think that cell phone was a gun.
There's no... Come on.
There are guns cases for cell phones.
Yeah, but
he did not have one. So that's not, that argument doesn't work. And also, phones are a weapon because we can use them to, we've been using them to record these cops, you know, choking children and stepping on people's heads and, you know, shooting people and killing people casually. And we can use that as a weapon against all of this casual violence and corruptness, but we don't always. Like, you need to be more present. Yes, there should be that. I can't be mad at that person who filmed the incident, but if you realize that 5 other people around you are filming the incident, maybe you should actually take action.
Action and do something.
You don't need to worry about catching it on camera. Someone has that footage, and they can send that in as proof in the case of, why did you kick this officer's ass? Well, because he was murdering somebody. And they'll be
pissed. And I said, yeah, I didn't want to sit there and watch him kill somebody.
Right, I'm not going to sit there and record it. I'm going to get out of there and do it. And I know it's like, oh, it's easy to say that. You know, you're not in that situation. But I know from other experiences in my life that, unfortunately, I am that kind of person to where if someone is in trouble, I am going to do something about it. I've been out in public and someone's, like, passed out, and I've been the one to be like, you know, who's here with this person?
Right. Do they need help?
Do they need food? Do they need water? Is it just heat exhaustion? Are they diabetic? Like, what's going on? Did you call the hospital? Do you know what's going on? To make sure that the person's okay. I've worked with too many big companies and had too much of the kind of training to not be that person. So, yes, I can say that if I see someone else is recording it and I know someone, you know, can have that footage for me in court, I would be the one to take action and be like, yo, what the fuck are you doing? This is not right. But a lot of people don't do that. We're very much a society of voyeurs. We like to watch, but we don't like to get involved.
Nope. It's a sad but true realization.
And this... How 3 minutes? I don't even know if the video was that long.
It was a short. It was a short video.
But the fact that, you know, in this short amount of time, that he's managed to convey this and so many other hidden themes and messages in this video, it's amazing. It's great. But the question is, will anyone pay attention to it? Mm-hmm. Will it be hot and in the news for a month or two, and then everyone forgets about it.
Like
some other
it
shit
always
happened,
does.
Right? Like it always happens. Will history repeat itself, or will this be a step in taking action against casual violence and not caring about what's going on in our world? We care for 2 seconds, and then we're distracted by some petty shit. Yeah. I'm hoping that if this gets talked about enough, maybe it'll open some eyes and wake some more people up. And things will change.
I'm going to read some of the lyrics just really quickly.
Yeah.
It says, we just want a party, party just for you. We just want the money, money just for you. I know you want a party, party just for me. Girl, you got me dancing, dance and shake the frame.
And that's what music is right now. It's like, mm-hmm. I'm making money off of you. You're getting entertainment from me. We're using each other.
Right.
All we care about is this party all the time lifestyle and, you know, this superficial bullshit. Really? That's what we care about? You care about shaking the frame and making the money more than feeding children and housing the homeless?
And getting justice for people who are murdered for no reason? That's the society we live in today.
And it really is. It really, really is. People are quicker to drop money on their favorite artist's album or some memorabilia than they are to donate to a damn charity or do community service. They'd rather be out shaking their ass at a club than helping their community and helping their people.
I can't.
And don't get on me either about that, because yes, I do donate to charity, so yeah.
Don't come for me,
okay? I don't like people who are all talk and no action. I do try. I'm not as wealthy as I wish I was, and I can't give as much as I wish I could, but I do. At least I'm putting some effort in. I'm talking right now about it, so
That's a start.
And we've talked about social issues in the past, so I'm not coming out of left field. I'm not brand new. As Kamina said, don't come for me. I'm not attacking anyone. I just don't want, there's always going to be that person out there who's like, well, do you do it? Well, you're saying these things, and you have these opinions and these viewpoints.
It's like, yes, I am all bark and all bite.
Right.
I can talk the talk and walk the walk. So.
And I do so actively. And I want other people to as well. It'd be different if I was promoting you know, if I was promoting casual murder instead of opposing casual murder. So I don't feel bad for using my time and this platform to try and hopefully better our communities. If, you know, if anyone's listening and you're not doing something, maybe you should go out and
volunteer
or donate to a charity. Or if you know there's something really cool going on in our area, we live in Florida, then tell me about it, because I would love to go to that event. I would love to promote that event and, you know, spread some positivity and some progress instead of what we have now.
What we have.
Of course, we're still going to go to events and do
fun stuff. Oh, of course. There's nothing wrong with having fun. There's nothing
wrong with having fun. I'm not saying don't have fun and make your life solely about, you know, you don't have to be Mother Teresa.
But you do need to pay it forward.
Right.
And you do need to give back.
Put some effort in to pay it forward.
We're human beings.
We all deserve to have fun and party, but it shouldn't be the only thing.
The main focus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what it's going to take. I really don't.
It's going to take Thanos.
When Thanos comes down and starts making bitches disappear, then maybe people will be like, oh shit, maybe we should,
Right.
Maybe we should.
Maybe we should do something.
We should, but
it's going to take Thanos.
Until Thanos, there's not much hope left.
And that's the kind of situation it's going to take to unite the people, like truly unite the people against a common enemy. And the funny thing is just like the movie, Thanos is already here, and some people didn't even know it. Like, Thanos was here.
Yeah.
And not enough of us know it. And not enough of us are doing our part to fight.
Okay, well, we talked about all that stuff a little too long. We were supposed to have our unsolved mystery segment, but we're not going to go. Well, there's nothing wrong with passion.
No.
So we're not going to go in that today, or this episode, but next week we'll go into our unsolved case and get back on our regularly scheduled programming.
Yes.
As you may have noticed, we are posting our episodes on our website as opposed to the platform we used to be on.
Yes.
We now post all of our podcast episodes on our website.
Yes. TheCocoChronicles.weebly.com. And Weebly is spelled Weebly.
Yes. Yes.
Just so you know. All of our social media is on there.
Yeah. So once you get on the website, you'll have access to
Twitter,
everywhere.
Instagram,
Facebook, YouTube.
We've got our podcast, our blog up and running now.
Yes. Marissa will be working on that. In a few days, I'm working on our next post.
Yeah, it's going to be real interesting. I'm super excited for it.
It's going to be fun.
I'm very excited for it.
It's going to be really fun.
It's something that we've actually wanted to do for a minute, but didn't really think to put it into action. But now that we're doing this, what could be better?
Right. So make sure you go check out our blog.
Yes.
Show it some love. Again, our website is The Coco Chronicles, COCOA Coco, thecocochronicles.weebly.com. Again, all of our social media will be on there, so you can just
click
on it, and it'll take you there.
Subscribe.
Yeah.
Follow.
We're going to have a lot more engagement. We're going to start doing more polls and asking you guys more questions so you can get more involved.
Right, more events outdoors. Mm-hmm. We finally broke out and we did Free Comic Book Day. We have a YouTube video for that, so you should check out the YouTube channel. We recorded our interviews of people's reactions to Marvel's Infinity War. Also on YouTube, you can check that out.
Me and Melanie, my other best friend / other roommate, we have a new segment called Nerd Time where we talk about new animes that we are obsessed with. Mm-hmm. So you can go check that out too. So yeah, we're on our shit, man.
We're working on it.
We're doing the damn thing.
Yes.
we're gonna make this a successful
we're platform. Hoping to reach a lot of people, and hopefully we can make some of those changes that I was talking about, but also entertain people. We don't want to be doom and gloom all the time.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
So with that being said, we're gonna cut it short, and This is Coco signing off. See you guys next week.
And this is Marissa. Thanks for sticking around so far.
Yes. You guys are the OGs, the real MVPs.
The best of the best.
We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.